Mom, when was the last time you took your meds?
Oh, I don't know, a while ago. I'm okay, honey. I'm okay.
Mom, I called the cops.
Call the cops? You call the cops? What do you mean you call the cops?
You call the cops?
On Friday, actors from the Royal Berkshire Improv Troupe portraying real-life mental health crisis situations helped train law enforcement officers from across western Massachusetts.
The paramedics are here. We're gonna...
The paramedics? Oh, this is ridiculous, Davey!
We're gonna just transport...
No, I'm having dinner.
You need to go to the hospital.
With my son, I'm going to help.
Organized by the Berkshire County chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the unscripted role-playing is designed to increase an officer's confidence in handling a call involving individuals with mental illness. It comes after a 40-hour training course the officers participated in to recognize and deal with mental health crises. Lori Martinelli, Executive Director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Massachusetts, said that the crisis intervention training held in Berkshire County is the only of its kind in the Bay State.
So it's absolutely vital that police have this as an additional tool in their toolkit of how to deal with people with mental illness.
Frank LaFrazia, one of the improv actors assisting with the crisis training, said that this was the fourth time he's role-played with officers at this workshop over the years. LaFrazia said that in some cases, it's been difficult to change the thinking of an officer trained in a certain way to deal with a different kind of situation.
Because they've been trained in such a response way to, like, contain, use force. And we're really trying to get them to take a moment to take a step back, think about it, analyze the situation. And it's great. Like, I was just talking to the officer just now. He said this has helped me a lot to rethink these situations when I first get there so that I can try to find a way to de-escalate when I'm first there.
Andrew Carney, a patrol officer from the Northampton Police Department, said that the tools he's learned over the week will be valuable for the calls his department deals with on a regular basis.
It actually helps because we do end up dealing with a lot of those calls. A lot of them do go to the hospital, but it's just, like I said, it's just to have an additional, like he said, repertoire type thing. It's awesome.
Carney said that by watching the role players, taking notes, and also by communicating with other officers in other departments on how they might deal with the situation differently is also a help. Major Thomas Grady of the Berkshire County Sheriff's Office was one of the instructors of the week-long course. He said that while the course is necessary, he'd like to see officers trained more with dealing with mental health episodes at the academy level.
There's some basic awareness training that's done at the academy level that deals with people that are in crisis and, you know, maybe some mental illness. We would like to see that program expanded to incorporate the elements of crisis intervention training. And that's a longer term challenge for us because we need legislative support for that. We need it to be put as a line item in the budget to be able to sustain that training and to offer it to every officer that goes through recruit training.
Lori Martinelli of NAMI Mass said that of the 800 hours of police academy training recruits are required to take, currently only 4 hours are dedicated towards mental health issues. Martinelli said that NAMI's Crisis Intervention Jail Diversion Project aims to work with the state to expand those hours to 20.
We'd also like to see every city and town have access to a grant to allow them to do these kind of trainings. You know, these things are not free. We would like to have, we have grant money, and we're increasing that grant money in the state budget to allow more cities and towns police officers to be trained.
And Major Grady said that since the crisis intervention training program was first offered 3 years ago, the Berkshire County Sheriff's Office has seen results.
We'll get the phone calls from people that, and a lot of times it's dealing with youth, which is interesting. It's a kid that they would, prior to taking class, would just determine as a defiant child, you know, antisocial, those types of behaviors. What they end up finding is that these are people that are actually in that portion of their life where they've had that psychotic break. And they need help. It's a cry for help. And we see more and more officers coming back and telling us that they're able to recognize that now as a sign of asking for help instead of antisocial behavior that deserves an arrest and being put into the criminal justice system.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.